Hi everyone, I'm Terry McLean of McLean Sewell Coaching. I hope you are healthy and are following the protocols in your community to help keep us all safe. Many of my clients are experiencing enormous pressure right now as they, like so many, try to protect their families and their businesses from the wrath of a global pandemic. So I thought I'd take a few minutes today to talk about how you can take back control in the face of the uncontrollable. You know, it seems like not very long ago, the year 2020 started off as hopeful, exciting, and relatively stable. The economy was booming, and unemployment rates were at a 50-year low in the U.S. and Canada. Flash forward just 3 months, and almost the entire globe has been shut down, creating fear, anxiety, and economic hardship never experienced by most of those living today. Leaders across the board are being challenged to step up and maintain stability and control as it feels like our entire foundation crumbles. Managing economic threats is not a new or unexpected hurdle for leaders, but defending against threats to the life of one's business at the same time as we face threats to the lives of our family and colleagues is another matter altogether. The pandemic caused by the warp speed flight of a novel coronavirus around the globe has shaken our assumptions, our values, and our beliefs. It seems as though, for me, it seems that everything has been shaken up and thrown topsy-turvy, creating an entirely different view of what is essential, who is essential, and what's critical to our survival as individuals, as businesses, and communities. This is the test facing every leader today. You choose how you will make your way through. You choose the impact you will have on those around you, on your family, your friends, and your business. So what can you do to control the uncontrollable? Well, here are some tips for maintaining your equilibrium when everything else seems to be on shaky ground. Number one, don't ignore your emotions. Fear, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, they're natural responses. So be mindful of the fact that you are experiencing some of these things. In other words, acknowledge your emotions when you experience them. Recognize that the emotions cause physical symptoms. So let yourself experience the reactions for as long as you need. Then take some breaths, go for a walk, do some exercise, try to get some sleep, then move on. And that leads to number two. Examine the story behind your emotions. Get the facts, and get the facts from reliable resources and sources, then turn off the news. Choose the perspective that will enable you to stay focused on what can be done rather than what cannot be done. And tip three, control the controllable. Let the rest go. You cannot pretend the pandemic didn't happen and think it will go away. But you can get out of bed in the morning at a consistent time, maintain a morning routine, set some doable goals, and accomplish them. With respect to your business, the tips get more focused. First of all, analyze and prioritize your business. You've had a vision and a strategy that you've been executing with focus and drive, but now you must reevaluate. The world just turned upside down. So you've got to ask yourself some questions. First, safety. Are you, your family, your staff, and your business environment physically safe? What must you do to make certain that everybody is safe today? Next, think about your business in terms of essential versus luxury. What we've seen happen in the last few weeks is that things that we really took for granted have risen to the top as being the services that we think of as essential to our survival. And those are the things that must continue. If your business isn't an essential, or what we've defined as an essential service lately, what can you do to shift to make it an essential service? Where are your opportunities? Next, consider your vision and strategy. Is the vision and strategy that you had prior to the pandemic still relevant during the pandemic? What about post-pandemic? You must look at your business from a totally fresh perspective and build a new strategy for today during the pandemic and post-pandemic. The things you need to consider: your customers' needs, how your product and service can shift, how your delivery mechanisms may shift. What do you need to do to communicate with your customers, your partners, your staff? And what kind of back office support is necessary to make this happen? The keys to survival and success are resilience, collaboration, insight, and flexibility. Those who are stuck in the way things were and the way they were expected to be will not make it. So now is the time to listen to your staff, to your colleagues and your customers. Suss out opportunities. Search for the people within your organization that think outside the box. Encourage creativity and innovation. Hear an idea? Push it. Go for it. Try it. Anything goes. It's a new world with new reality and new opportunities. Be the inspiration. That's who you are. Need some help? At this point, we all do. So send me an email at terry@mcleansewellcoaching.com. That's Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at macleansewellcoaching.com. I'm your sounding board and a confidential place to work out the anxiety and work up the inspiration. Don't delay, your opportunities await. Take care, be safe.